Jerry McAvoy's here, the Band of Friends, of course, playing in the Empire tonight, and here's a wee taster.
If I had a reason, I'll tell you what it is. Must I explain how I feel? I've tried and I've tried to make it so clear, but my time is just wasted, I fear. Well, it's only and also, but it serves its purpose well. By the cry in your voice, I can tell. When you sing, there's a feeling behind the words that brings it all back again. I'm reaching while you slip away. I'm searching for words I can say. I'm listening, trying not to hear. You say that we might meet someday. There's a picture that's faded and curling from its frame, of a face that smiles patiently. It might smile forever to make me feel better, but I just might wait to see. I'm reaching while you slip away. I'm searching for words I can say. I'm listening, trying not to hear. You say that we might meet someday. There's answers to questions that we both wanna know, but those answers keep evading me. There's rhymes and there's reasons, there's rights and there's wrongs for being what you are to me.
That's a Rory Gallagher song performed by Band of Friends. Jerry McAvoy is here. Hiya, Jerry.
Hello, Johnny. How are you doing?
You're telling me that's a Rory song? I was surprised how mellow it was.
It is. I mean, it's a song that we recorded. I recorded with Rory on the Blueprint album.
Yeah.
73, whenever that was. And I always loved the song. I thought it was a fantastic, it's a beautiful song. And the lyrics, if you listen to the lyrics, they're very, very poignant, you know.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to record it, and I did eventually. Which is nice.
Yeah. Mm. So you mentioned you were with Rory in the days when he actually would have been the only act to play Belfast in
that's
the
right,
70s.
Yeah, I mean, the
Ulster Hall gigs and all were famous.
They were indeed, yeah, from 71 to 91, yeah. I mean, the early shows in the Ulster Hall were phenomenal, you know, because there was nobody else coming.
That's right, yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was the hottest ticket in town. If you liked any kind of music, Rory Gallagher's coming. And,
I know.
Anybody, you did anything, you'd sell your granny to get a ticket, you know, really. But that's what it was like, because it was one of the few famous acts that continually come back to Belfast
every,
when all the mayhem
every
was happening,
Christmas,
you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Were those gigs a bit special?
Oh, they're fantastic. Well, especially for me, it was coming home, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Coming back to Belfast, for me, it was like fantastic, you know?
Yeah.
And Rory as well, because, I mean, Rory always called Belfast a second home.
Yeah. It's funny, but when you speak to people, it's one of those, I was there.
Mm.
So judging by the number of people who claim to have been there, the
must have been 2 million.
Also, must have been the size of the Maracanã Stadium or something, you know, really. Brilliant. So you've been touring Austria, Germany, you've been all over the place?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, this year we've done quite a lot. We're doing these Irish shows, and then we go to the UK. And then after that, it's Italy, Greece and Spain. Brings us right up to Christmas, and then we take about a month off, and then we kick off again next January. So,
is that a big statement about the legacy of music that Rory left, that you can still tour continually right around Europe?
I think so, you know, and I mean, there's still a lot of fans there. I mean, it's not just Europe, I mean, it's worldwide, it's global, you know. I mean, hopefully next year we'll be doing Australia, Japan and the US as well, you know. But also there's a lot of young people coming to see the shows,
yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, their parents or their, you know, whatever, you know, and they're also, they're interested in that sort of era. I mean, a lot of young guys, young guitar players, drummers, whatever, you know, are interested in that whole 70s, late 60s, early 70s era, you know, because that's when bands like Led Zeppelin, Rory, Fleetwood Mac, that's when they all started, and it's
yeah.
Interesting.
It's funny about me, I've been speaking to a lot of teenage lads who were at a rehearsal studio down the Cathedral Quarter quite recently, and what they were saying about why they were into Thin Lizzy and, you know, 70s Stones and Rory and Zeppelin and stuff like that, they're all learning their instruments.
Yeah.
And there isn't much in the charts they can look at to try and replicate, because it's all sequenced and programmed and all that, you know.
There's
nobody playing anything.
Well, that's right, yeah. So they're going back to...
They're going through their dad's record collection, going, oh, we'll try this, you know, and that's what's happening.
But I think that's a lot different from when I was young as well. I mean, it was like that sort of, you had to go back, you know, to find out where it actually came from, you know. I mean, because, I mean, the first time I heard the blues was like John Mill's Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. And then you listen to that and you go, well, where did that come from? So you sort of go back to, then you find Muddy Waters and you find Sonny
Bill Williams. But it's funny when, you know, people will now go back to the Beatles and Stones, but they in turn did it as well. They went back.
Of course they did.
You know?
Yeah, Chuck Berry. I mean, they were doing Chuck Berry covers, you know what I mean, originally, you know?
No, it's brilliant to see, but, you know, it's refreshing when I see so many young ones and they've got, you know, that sort of proper albums under their arms, that kind of thing. So is this a new CD that has this been on the go for a while?
No, it's actually released on December the 2nd, I believe, is the official release date. It was just something that, because I got the band together, I mean, and actually to play the songs I played with Rory. But then the band played so well together and we all wrote, so I thought, well, what the hell, let's just get into a rehearsal room and just stick a couple of songs together and see what we can do.
Yeah.
So and there was nothing pre-planned. We didn't sort of write the song and go in, and you know, we just got into the studio and just threw ideas at each other.
Yeah.
And we come up with a half a dozen songs. So I just decided to put it on a CD with a Rory track, and also with a DVD that goes with it, which is a live DVD.
But your live performances are legendary. I mean, it really is. That's the place to sort of listen to, you know, your band. It's live. You're terrific live.
Yeah, great.
The last time I saw you actually was at the John Wilson tribute gig.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
That was some night.
It was indeed, yeah.
There was a few heads running about that night. That was class. So listen, Ted McKenna's in the band.
Yep.
You see, I was a drummer all my life, so Ted McKenna's a bit of a hero as well, you know.
Yeah. Ted's a great drummer.
He was with Alex Harvey band.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and who else then?
Oh, after that, well, after Alex, he joined Rory, and then he was with Rory for 4 years, 78 to 82, I think it was. And then he went off and he ended up with Michael Schenker, Gary Moore, Ian Gillan. God, I mean, you can go through a whole list.
He's a bit of a drummer's drummer.
Oh, yes,
he's fantastic. Really is, and very versatile. Yeah. So who's the guitarist then?
Young guy called Marcel Scherpenzeel. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
He's from Amsterdam. And he sort of grew up with his father owned a famous club in Amsterdam called Mellow Mellow. And Marcel used to dip into his father's record collection, and there was a bunch of Rory stuff there. And he was learning to play guitar, and he started listening to all the Rory stuff, and he became very passionate about playing Rory's music. And he's excellent. He's the closest thing I've heard to Rory.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever touch Rory by any stretch of the imagination. But Marcel's very close.
You call him a young fella. How old is he?
He's about 10 years younger than me, so he's 28, I think.
Very good. So you're in the Empire tonight, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. It's a great place to play.
It is.
The whole vibe, the sound, and all is great, you know.
Yeah.
Is there a support actor? No,
because the show is fairly long, actually. It's a long show.
Well, let's face it, if you get it into your heads, some of the songs could be 10 minutes long, you know.
Well, we don't actually stretch it out that much anymore, no. You know, 38 minutes is a bit difficult, you know.
Yeah. But you know what it's like? Sometimes there's a song, there's a groove going, and you're going, no, I'll take another solo here and, you know, do that. And
you know, like yourself being a drummer, if you get into the vibe, you know.
It's excellent, because I've seen you before, and it's incredible, you know, to watch, you know. And you know you'll have your owl hands like me down in the crowd, but the aspiring musicians will be down, because that'll be like a lecture at university for them.
Well, hopefully,
a master class.
Yeah, well, that would be nice if they turned up. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be good. Well, listen, Jerry, thanks for coming in. Good luck in the Empire tonight. As far as I know, folks, there are a couple of tickets left. Get yourselves down early. Jerry, I'm going to play Sing It with the Band. So tell us about this song.
Actually, another one of the songs that we got together and wrote, you know, and it's just a song about, you know, getting together and being together and singing it with the band, and it's just a sort of good time song, you know.
Jerry, thank you.
Okay, Johnny, thanks.
Jerry McAvoy was in from the Band of Friends. Man's a legend. You want to see him playing? And the Band of Friends in the Empire tonight.